God has a word for us, and he shared this word with me. For the last 2 weeks, I've been struggling to have to figure out what to say to us on this Mother's Day. I know this is a glorious day God has made, and I know we are rejoicing that we are celebrating God and celebrating life in this space today. As I've just shared with you, it's been a struggle to find words to encourage you, to find words to challenge you on this day. So I would like to begin with this. To all the moms in here and the moms online, I want to say to you, Happy Mother's Day on this day. Happy Mother's Day, moms. God is good, and God loves you, and we love you. But I've been asking him, and I've been asking myself, what is the hallmark? What is a trademark? What is a symbol of a great mom? I've also been asking myself, what kind of gift can I bring to this great mom? And the answer to both questions have been this one word, and I'd like us to spend some time looking at this word this morning: kindness. Kindness has been the answer. So therefore, I'd like to spend a few moments just encouraging moms, and in fact, encouraging every one of us in here from the Word of God. Kindness. I know this, and we just talk about community formation, we just talk about small group. I know this, no one amongst us can do anything of significant value in isolation. We need each other. In fact, there is an African proverb that says this: it takes a village to raise a child. But this morning, I'd like to flip that around a little bit. And I borrow these words from Devon Franklin in his new audiobook called It Takes a Woman. Now, Devon did not ask me to say this, but I'm going to say it to you. It is a great book, and you may want to check it out. It takes a woman to raise a child. So I went back to my fifth grade years, and it's been a while since I was in fifth grade. And in fifth grade, we memorized a poem to be able to express our love and our affections to our mothers. So I'm just going to recite that poem to your hearing this morning. The title of the poem is "À ma mère." To my French-speaking friends in the house, this is for you. To my English friends in the house, listen to me. Femme noire, femme africaine, oh toi ma mère, je pense à toi. Oh dama, oh ma mère. Oh toi qui m'allaitas, toi qui me portas sur le dos, toi qui gouvernas mes premiers pas, toi qui la première m'ouvrit les yeux au produit de la terre, je pense à toi. Oh, toi, dama, oh, ma mère, toi qui essuies mes larmes, toi qui réjouissais le cœur, toi qui patientais mes caprices, comme j'aimerais encore être près de toi. Être enfant près de toi, oh, femme simple, femme de la résignation, oh, toi, ma mère, je pense à toi. Oh, dama, oh, ma mère, dama de la grande famille des forgerons, ma pensée toujours se tourne vers toi. La tienne, à chaque pas, m'accompagne. Ô dama, ô ma mère, comme j'aimerais encore être près de ta chaleur, être enfant près de toi. Femme noire, femme africaine, ô toi, ma mère, merci. Merci pour ce que tu fis pour moi. Ton fils, si loin, si près de toi, femme des champs, femme des rivières, femme des grands fleuves, ô toi, ma mère, je pense à toi. In fifth grade, we memorized this particular poem, and we recited it with joy to be able to celebrate the love of our mothers. So what can I give a mom on this day? A poem? I say no. A song? I say no. But I can turn to the Word of God. And in the Word of God, I can find this one word. Kindness. So you have the copy of the Bible. Would you turn with me to the book of Colossians chapter 3? Colossians chapter 3, and our anchor, our talk this morning in verse 12. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. I like hearing the sound of those pages turning. That means we have the Word of God in our hands. I also appreciate those who have the words in their iPhones and iPads. Go to Colossians chapter 3. Hear the word of our Lord. Therefore, the Apostle Paul writes, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Kindness. Kindness is the trademark of a great mom, and it is the best gift any one of us can give to a mom on this day. Kindness, friends, simply defined, is love in action. Kindness is love in action. Kindness is something that you do. It is active. So if you open your written Bible, I'm going to give you permission this morning. If you would, please underline, circle the word kindness. Yeah, you can circle in your Bible. And the friends who are doing liquid Bible or virtual Bible, you can use the color thing. Just highlight it. Now, you see, kindness is not only for moms. Because in the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 17, it says this, a kind man benefits himself. So guys, don't check out. This is not just for moms. This is for all of us. So let us look for a few words that we may pay attention to become a kind person. I'm sure there are many words, but I have about four that I would like to spend some time on with here this morning. Four words that can help us become a little bit of a kinder person. Here they are. The first one is sensitive. A kind person is sensitive. Remember that word. The second word is a kind person is sympathetic. Sympathetic to the needs of others. A kind person is sensitive. A kind person is sympathetic. A kind person is spontaneous. Doesn't think too much, too long about what to do. Spontaneous. And the last word I would like us to remember, a kind person is supportive of others. Sensitive, spontaneous, sympathetic, and supportive. Sensitive, this means that a kind person is tuned in to the needs around them. They don't check out. They are acutely aware of what is happening in their surrounding. They are sensitive. Oh, the Bible tells us this in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Not only looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. That's what a kind person is. Sensitive, tuned in. They are aware of the need of others. So I want to remind you of the obvious. And the obvious is this. We are traversing a very challenging season. That deserves an amen. We are going through a tough time. That is obvious. And I just want to remind you of the obvious. For the last 2 years and a half, it's been difficult. Worldwide, it's been difficult in these United States. It's been difficult in our state. It's been difficult in our city. The pandemic. Slaying of people. senseless killings, protests, burning of cities, burning of stores. It's been a very difficult time. Would you agree with me? It's been a very difficult time. And in fact, everyone sitting around you right now, everyone sitting around you right now is going through their own very challenging season. And a kind person is sensitive. He's sensitive to the needs around them. You know, since the senseless killing of Patrick, young man from my native country, in fifth grade, Patrick memorized Ama Mer. I just recite to you. That's education, where we come from. And I believe we have education in this great, great country of ours. She memorized Ama Mer and she said, Femme noire, femme africaine, ô toi, ma mère, je pense à toi. She did. And I shared with you last time I stood here that my heart is heavy. And it's been difficult. So I just invite us, kind person is sensitive. Sensitive to the needs of those who are around them. So everyone sitting around you here is having the tough time of their own. The second thing that I would like to remind of about this sensitivity is this. The number one that keeps all of us insensitive is busyness. We are busy. We are running to and fro. And no time to reflect. I notice in my own life, when I get busy, I don't have time to be kind. I'm the least of the kind person to my children, to my wife, to other people, when I have my own agenda and mine only. Am I alone? Mine is front and center. I have to do what I have to do, and frankly, I don't have time to be kind. If I were to ask you, and this is a genuine question addressed to you, if I were to ask you, what are the greatest emotional needs of the people closest to you this past week, would you know the answer? Oh no, let me ask that question again. If I were to ask you, what are the three greatest emotional needs of the people around you this past week, would you be able to answer? Now, if you are not able to answer that question, it's a homework for you. Take it home. Because that speaks to how busy we are and how only our agenda fills our mind. So, friends, kindness starts with the way that we look at what's going on around us. It starts by being aware. It starts by being sensitive. You know, 10 years ago, there was a friend who was in deep need, and he called me for prayer and counsel, and we prayed. I encouraged him to trust God to meet his needs. Now, I can go further and tell you the story. I asked our friend to say if they can come and tell you the story themselves. Anthony, are you in the house? Anthony Quinn, would you come up? 10 years ago, Anthony called. And he said, Pastor, I have a need. And it was a great need. Come up, Anthony, join me. And it was a great need. It's a need that overwhelmed me when he called. I didn't know what to do. So I say, Anthony, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. And at the end of the prayer, I said, this is too big. Only God can do this. And there's a word that says in the Bible, only by prayer. Jesus told us by prayer and fasting. Only by prayer and fasting you can do this. So I say, Anthony, let's pray. So I'd like Anthony to tell you just a snippet of the story.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to be in the house of the Lord again. Before I tell you the story, the greatest compliment I can give any person living on this earth is that they allowed themselves to be used by God, but still God gets the glory. Pastor and I had prayed about it one Sunday. I had my son and his mom died like 35 days after he was born, and I didn't know anything about raising a child. I was scared, I was nervous, but I knew like if God put some people in my life that I could do it. And we prayed about it, and God answered that prayer, and he brought the Andres into our lives. First it was Sharon. She was part of the meal group or something like that. I forgot the exact name of it, but anyway, the meal group looked out, and they got with me, and they gave us a meal, and Sharon and I were talking about it last week, and it was a big old pot of lasagna, a big old thing of lasagna. And we were talking about that and having to laugh about that, but it wasn't just Sharon, it was the whole group, it was the whole family. And with Ned and Joy, he gets his sense of adventure. With Gabriel, he gets a sense of strength. With Michael, he's the nerd, and Caden likes being a nerd and playing those games and stuff. But it was the whole family, and they just accepted us. And the one thing I love about the Andres is that it was selfless. It wasn't about look at us and look at what we're doing. They just did. And it was led by Sharon, but then the whole family joined in. And I can appreciate that. And again, keeping the honor on God, they allowed themselves to be used by God. So I can never be disappointed, and I thank them for allowing God to use them. And I thank Pastor Kay for making that introduction. But again, it was the hand of God in all of it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. The first word, kindness, sensitivity. Be aware what God is doing and what's going on around you. Not only a kind person is sensitive, also a kind person share in the emotions of others. They are sympathetic to the needs of other people. And this is the second word I would like us to remember. So in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 15, the Bible says this. Paul says to us, the word of Jesus, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. So when I think of this verse, I think of many people I've been working with in the ministry of care in this church. I think of the prayer servant. I think of the meal ministry team we just heard a little bit about here. Those who stood in a gap on behalf of others. This is what happened after Anthony and I prayed. I want you to hear the rest of the story. So I'm going to ask Sharon, if you're in the house, would you come and tell us what God did? This began 10 years back. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is a great God. And he does awesome and great things. And on this Mother's Day, I would like you to hear from this mom of what God did.
Thank you. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. I was sitting there thinking, Anthony told my story. What am I going to say? But there's always more to share. Yeah, it was about 10 years ago. I was a soul care minister, still am. And I was heading the meal committee. And Pastor Gazumbo reached out to me and asked me if I would reach out to this man who is a single father. And I said, well, who is he? He said, you can't miss him. He's a big dude. He's carrying a baby carrier. But I did miss him. 2 or 3 weeks went by, and I kept thinking, where is he? I don't know who this guy is. Well, I was greeting at the door down there, and he came in. And it was just he and I, and we went off into a room, and we just had a conversation, which is what TCC is all about, just having a conversation. He told me about some things that went on. I shared with him a few things about my life. We prayed, and I asked him how I could assist him. Would you be interested in some meals? He said yes, and that's how it started. In our conversation, he shared that he was a student, and he might need some babysitting. My daughter, Joy, was about 10 years old at that time, and we said, cool, we'd love it. Well, Caden was just a little one, and the life and the love that he brought in our house was just amazing. At that point, our two boys were preteen, teen, surly, angry, grumpy, and Joy and I were all in Caden's face. Well, the boys were locked up in their rooms, and they would hear this little voice, and they'd come down, and suddenly this little person brought our whole family together. And this was in the spring. Summer was coming, and Ned and I are both teachers, and Ned said, why don't we do daycare for the summer? Anthony said, sure. So we did it every day, day in and day out. And it was a chore. I mean, I hadn't mothered a little one in a long time, but it was fun. But then by the time the fall came, we weren't ready to give them up. So summer turned into weekends, and the year started to melt by. Suddenly, he's 10 years old. I can't believe it. We found out that they don't have family in the area, so we started inviting them to our family gatherings, holidays, and celebrations. And now, they're just a part of the family. There is no invitation. We're getting together. Let's go. But the crazy thing is, it started out with us, my family, wanting to bless them. And it's turned into a beautiful synergy. We're not the ones that we're blessing. We are absolutely the ones that have been blessed.
That's a Bible. That's a living Bible. That's a living Bible. Thank you both, Anthony, the Andres, say Sharon. This is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Sharon. Caden is 10 years old. 35 days after his birth, his biological mom passed, but found a mom in Andre's home. First word, sensitive. Second word, sympathetic. This is in our community. We can lift it up and look around us. And I was thinking, coming here this morning, I was thinking, if we were to look at the national level, this name came to mind. Regardless of what you think about the politics of the former President Obama, regardless of what you think of his politics, I think his popularity also was based on how sympathetic he was to the needs of others. I remember just early in his term, there was a shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. I remember seeing him on television. This is the leader of the free world. And yet, I saw tears coming out of his eyes. Has he consoled, grieved, and mourned or the parents of the children were gone down at Sandy Hook Elementary? Not too long after that, I remember seeing him in South Carolina at Emmanuel AME Church when a whole bunch of people studying the Bible like us here were gone down. I remember seeing him again, shedding tears openly, mourning with those who were lost loved ones. In a moment of great needs, in a moment of tragedy, there he was, consoling and tearing up with the people that were hurting. This tells me this. It tells me that the strong leaders are not afraid of expressing their emotions. On the other hand, weak leaders have always to be in control. They always have to control their emotions. Now, I'm just saying, this is just me saying this to us. This president was sympathetic. He was sensitive. Guys, You don't want to cry, do you? It's not a guy thing. But we forget that there was a short verse in the Bible. Really short. Really short in the Bible. The one who was sympathetic, the one who was sensitive, wept. Do you want to be like him? Oh no, let's not keep it a secret. Jesus wept. Let's quickly go. My time is running here. So I'd like to tell us about the third word. I want to tell us about the third word. The third word is to express kindness, to be spontaneous. Now, the story you just heard here happened really quickly. We prayed of Anthony. I looked to the meal team. The meal team looked back to Anthony. They prayed of Anthony. Caden found a home. And 10 years later, he is in Andre's family. Spontaneity is very important in being a kind person. This means this. We look at the needs, and when a need is present, we respond. In other words, we don't wait to be kind. We don't wait to show kindness. We don't wait to carry on the art of being kind. When you have time to do it, do it. Do it now. This is what Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. He says, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Now, if you have a Bible, you can open there and see Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Paul basically saying, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. In fact, I will ask you, in your Bible, underline the word or the phrase, we have opportunity. In other words, when should I be kind, you may ask. The issue of when should I be kind is clear. When you have opportunity. The need is there, you have opportunity, you respond. Opportunities shows kindness. Opportunity calls you to show kindness. And sometimes those opportunities don't last very long. They appear and disappear. Spontaneity then is a word you are called to. That is, be quick to respond. Be quick to respond. You must seize the moment. Take it right now, right there. You must do it if you have an opportunity, because opportunity passed very quickly. You know, I want to say this. I've been at a number of funerals. And at the funerals, we have a whole bunch of flowers. Guess what? The guy or the lady in a box does not know of the flowers that you bring. Do you know the best time to bring flowers? When they're alive. Because they can smell them. Because they can keep them. Because they can do something with them. That's an opportunity. So bring flowers when they can be smelled. I don't know if you've heard of this saying. This saying goes like this. Do your giving while you are living. And you know where it is going. Oh, let me try that again. It's not mine. I picked it up. Do your giving while you are living so that you know where it is going. A lot of us say, you know, when I die, I leave all my stuff to the church. I'll leave all my stuff to the ministry. I'll leave all my stuff to advance the work of God. You have no idea what's going to happen once you die. In fact, your kids may be fighting over the stuff. And I've been in a mix of trying to help kids not fight over their parents' stuff. And the parents were keen, gung-ho, that when I pass, everything I have, I'm going to leave for the work of ministry. And they missed an opportunity to be spontaneous, to respond to the need. So I'm going to say this. As you walk out of the service today, reach out and touch somebody. Reach out and touch somebody. Call mom today. If mom is not here, call him today. And I understand. Some of us are here and our hearts are heavy that mom has passed on in glory. Oh, there may be another mom who is probably feeling that gap. Reach out and touch somebody. Do it. The Bible says, as we have opportunity to do something, we got to do it. That's the third word. Here's the last word. Be supportive. Be supportive of others. I'm talking about being supportive with our speech. I'm talking about being supportive with our words, because words do matter. Oh, there's a saying, and I can't say it. Stick and bones or stick and rocks or something like that. Y'all know the saying, don't you? Sticks and rocks or something like that. Break my bones, but words don't matter. Okay, that's my way of saying it. Is that my way? All right. Let's come back. Now you get what I'm talking about. But words do matter. Words do matter. The stuff we say to one another do matter. You know, and I'm not going to long into this story. I spent some time talking with Ned Andre. Ned is the husband of Sharon, and he was telling me about, man, there's two people group here who don't get along. They don't talk together. They don't do this. I told him, Ned, what are you talking about, man? I kind of get along with everybody. He says, but that's you. He said, you know, they call names. They make fun of accents. And I say, Ned, do you make fun of my accent? He said, no, because I love you. I said, okay, let's love one another. Let's love one another. Words do matter. Being supportive in a way that we talk to other people. Being supportive, the Bible says, mourn with those who mourn, rejoice with those who rejoice. When somebody's going through a tragedy, that we say, although we don't fully understand, we say, I stand with you. I am with you. Words do matter. Kind words bring life, but cruel words crush your spirit. So I ask a question. How much do you support people with your words? Are you an encourager or a discourager? Because words can lift up and words can also bring down. Do you lift up people with your words or do you put them down? It is important, friends, to be supportive, especially in the times like where we are today. In the times of need, I began by telling you the obvious that we are going through a very, very challenging time. And during this time, our words do matter to one another. Because through our words, we can say that I support you, I stand with you through our words. We can make a difference. We can make a difference in other people's lives through our words. I have a challenge. In fact, a challenge, probably a question. Let us say, if someone said to you, they'll give you $1 for every kind word you said to somebody this past year. And they also say, I'll take $1 away from you for every critical or negative word you said this past year. What would be your balance sheet? Would you have $365 or would you have negative dollars? Somebody's honest, negative. Probably many of us who have negative, or probably some of us may get $20, $10. So the point is this. We've got to be supportive. We've got to be supportive with one another through words. Because we can be richer, and we can have a richer community when we are supportive of one another. We don't want to be poor. And out of this illustration, what I'm trying to say is this: we can flourish. We can flourish. We can flourish if we are kind people, people that are sensitive, people that are sympathetic, people that are spontaneous, people that are supportive. So you may ask, why are we talking about kindness on Mother's Day? I believe because kindness is for all followers of Jesus. Kindness is for all followers of Jesus because the life of Jesus is a life of kindness. The Bible says, while we were still his enemies, what did he do? Christ died for us. Kindness in action. I believe kindness is for all followers of Jesus Christ. In fact, this is what the Bible says in the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 4. Jesus Christ is the kindness of God. He is the kindness of God. Jesus Christ is the kindness of God in person, personalized in each one of us' lives who have called him as Lord and Savior. Jesus is the kindness of God. So if you may ask why talk about this on this day, it's because we are followers of Jesus and we want to follow after his example. Therefore, I want to ask you, friends, before we leave, can you just be kind this week? Just this week. And if you can be kind this week, probably that can grow to next week. Probably that can grow to the following week. Probably that can become your way of life. And guess what? You will become a living Bible. The only Bible that other people will ever open who do not carry this Bible. If you can be a kinder person this week, I'm going to call you to consider a few places. Look around you. Start at home where you live. Just be kind to your wife. Be kind to your husband. Be kind to your children. Children, be kind to your parents. Consider that. Secondly, be kind at work. There may be that new employee who's not getting what's going on with your workplace. Help them out. Be kind to them. Young people, I know it's the end of the semester, so you guys are going on summer vacation. But the few days that are left, if you are not from the place that has graduated and closed, or colleges have, but high school you have not. So how about this few weeks that are left, be kind at school. Be kind even in this place here in our church. I look around, and this is the honest truth. I look and I see a lot of new faces in this place. And I'm saying the pandemic is good. The pandemic is challenging. There are people who are not here yet because they don't feel safe, who used to be here. And there are new people that are here. And I say to the new people, welcome to Tabernacle Community Church. It's a place to belong, a place to believe, and a place to become. So I'm saying, let's be kind to one another. You see a new face? Say something to them. Welcome to this place here in our own very church. Lift people up. Encourage them. If I can repeat and then close. You are a living Bible. Let people read it and follow our Savior. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for mothers. We thank you for Mother's Day. If truth be told, there's none of us who will be here today if you had not used the human instruments of moms and dads. So, Lord, we know that our mothers are not perfect, but they did the best they could. And we thank you that you used each of them to bring each of us into this world. So I pray today for the sanctity of life. I pray today with any mom in this house who may have lost a child, that your grace be enough for them. We thank you for the kindness of mothers who have cared for us. We ask that you ease the pain of those who have wanted to be mothers, but they are not. Give them the grace. Give them the grace, Lord, to extend themselves, to become mothers, surrogate mothers to children that need a mom. Father, give them the joy of knowing that they can invest in the lives of children around them. We thank you for families in this local church who have committed to raising their children in the way of the Lord. Thank you for men who have said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Help us, Lord, to be like Jesus this week. May we be the living Bibles that others see. Open our eyes to be sensitive. Open our eyes to be sympathetic. Open our eyes to be spontaneous. Open our eyes to be supportive of others within our sphere of influence. We pray all these things in the name of our elder brother, Jesus the Christ, whom we want to emulate every step along the way as we live this life. Jesus, we glorify you. As we leave this place, but never your presence, go with us wherever we go. In your name we pray. Amen.